Good morning, Open Door Church and friends. It's really good to be with you this morning. And I just want to bring something to you that's been on my mind for quite a while. Just as a reminder, some of you will know that I worked for British Railways as an electrical engineer. But I don't want to talk about electrical engineering this morning. I want to talk about civil engineering. I'm not a civil engineer, but I've been reading the Bible and listening to the songs, and one of the words that's kept coming through is a cornerstone. And there's a lovely song which I'll refer to later about Jesus being the cornerstone. But let's go back a bit and let's see what is a cornerstone in civil engineering terms. And what it is, in modern days, it's a stone, a foundation stone, that is the very first stone to go down. And that's placed on the one corner of the building, and that is the one that's used to make sure that everything's as it should be, all the measurements are right, and they place that down, and that's a very important stone. There are also cornerstones that are seen on the building, again usually on the corner or a little bit in, which are commemorative to say what the building is, who built it and that kind of thing, or who it's done in commemoration of. So that's a cornerstone in modern times, but Paul referred to Jesus as being a cornerstone, and so I want to have a look very briefly at what a cornerstone was in biblical times. And of course they had buildings, but in those days it was all stone, and the most important stone that went down was the first one. And they would hunt around for the best piece of stone to go as part of the first foundations. That was always on the corner again to line up everything else. But it was the best piece of stone that they could find. So what I want to do now is bring some scriptures to you, to read some scriptures to you about what's said about stones or cornerstones. So the first one is in Isaiah 28, verse 16. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken panic. And then in Matthew 21, Jesus quotes another psalm, Psalm 118, and he applies it to himself. He says, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And then in Ephesians 2, Paul picks up on the same theme. And Paul is talking about Jews and Gentiles all being reconciled through Christ. And he tells them that they are this: fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. And that means that Jesus is the one who is the foundation. Jesus himself is the foundation of our very lives. And I want to continue with this theme of Jesus being the cornerstone. And I want to pick up on a song I mentioned earlier, and it's called Cornerstone, well known to many of you. And there's two lines in there that I want to pick up on. And the first one is this. It says, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. I'll repeat that. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. So he's talking about things that are nice, good, sometimes good, sometimes not so good, but they're not the best. And he's saying to us, what are your sweetest frames? What are the things that you rely on when things go wrong, perhaps? What are the things that you say, this is what often I do, this is what I turn to when things are difficult. I turn to my sweetest frames. So I wonder what they are. Well, I was thinking about it, and I've just come up with two of mine to start with. And the first one is food, and particularly biscuits, and even more particularly, and some of you will know this, malted milk biscuits. I love malted milk biscuits. So if I'm just feeling a little bit low, I can dive to the biscuit barrel and eat biscuits. Too many, always. They're not that good for us, are they? Not in large quantities. And the second thing is the television. I enjoy the television. I enjoy watching murder mysteries particularly. Again, it's replacing Jesus with something that is only temporary. These things don't sort us out permanently. So that's those. I want also to talk about... now, first of all, I want to ask you, what are yours? And as I'm speaking, just have a little think about what are your sweetest frames that you go to when you're feeling a bit low. And then the other scripture... when he talks about Jesus being the cornerstone, it is the storms of life, the storms of life. And another in song line, in that song that we all love, through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. And I was reminded very much of when Jesus